This is a Fox News alert, a warning from the head of the January 6th committee. I'm Lee Silasera. During his opening statement of tonight's hearing, releasing the findings, Benny Thompson said democracy remains in danger from the conspiracy that fueled the deadly Capitol riot.
Donald Trump lost the presidential election in 2020. The American people voted him out of office. It was not because of a rigged system. It was not because of voter fraud.
Thompson said the world is watching the response to the panel's year-long investigation.
President Trump summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack.
Co-chair Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the committee's laying out testimony from hundreds of witnesses, including members of Trump's administration, including Attorney General Bill Barr, who told Trump his claims of election fraud were unfounded. Police have released a few more details on a shooting in a Maryland business that left three people dead and one critically hurt.
The sheriff's office in Washington County is not yet identifying the suspect, but said he fired shots and left the Columbia Machine Factory in Smithsburg before police got there. After a description was released, spokeswoman Sergeant Carly Hose said a state trooper came upon that suspect.
Gunshots were exchanged between the suspect and the trooper. Both were injured and transported for medical treatment.
Police are not discussing any connection between the suspect and the business. They also believe there is no further danger in the area. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Two British citizens and a Moroccan have been sentenced to death for fighting in Ukraine, for Ukraine. The three were tried in Donetsk, in an area Moscow is calling the Donetsk People's Republic. The three will face a firing squad. The proceedings against the three men were denounced by Ukraine and the West as a sham. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new study seems to link diet to skin cancer risk.
Fish consumption and melanoma linked, according to a study published by Brown University researchers in the journal Cancer Causes and Control. It found higher levels of tuna and unfried fish consumption, about two portions a week, appear associated with a greater risk of the most serious type of skin cancer. Of the nearly 500,000 adults in the study, 22% were at a higher risk if they averaged around 1.5 ounces of fish a day versus those who ate far less. Scientists speculating contaminants in fish, such as mercury, are to blame. They encourage people to continue eating fish, which is associated with health benefits. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
More Americans applied for jobless aid last week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment remains at a five-decade low. Applications for unemployment benefits rose by 27,000 to 229,000 for the week ending June 4th, the most since mid-January, according to the Labor Department. The total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits for the week ending May 28th was the fewest since January 10th, 1970. The PGA is coming down hard on those golfers who were turning in their tour cards to be part of the new Saudi-backed golf league.
The 17 golfers got suspended from future competitions on the PGA Tour, as well as at the President's Cup. Golfers who choose to play future live events will also get suspended by the PGA Tour, whose commissioner Jay Monahan sent a memo to his golfers who have not jumped ship to condemn those who defected from the established tour. Monahan sent the memo within 30 minutes of the opening shots at the LIV Golf event. His memo met with a response from the LIV Tour. Tour, which stated, "The era of free agency is beginning, and we are proud to have a full field of players joining us in London and beyond."
Fox's Jared Max. Financial disclosures from the Supreme Court show the justices took in $800,000 in book royalties last year. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.